going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Aditi, what is the latest draft scuttlebutt you've got for us? Give us the juiciest draft rumor you're hearing about, 28 hours from the start of the 2025 NFL draft.
Well, I'm out here in Green Bay, so this morning I got to talk to Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, and Abdul Carter, and none of the three would say they 100% know where they're going, but all three of them sound pretty confident that they know where they're going, and that would be Tennessee for Cam Ward, Cleveland for Travis Hunter, and New York for Abdul Carter.
So the draft really starts at 4 then, is what it looks like. With New England.
Look, I'm being told, obviously the Titans have listened, but no one is offering them anything that is making them willing to trade out of that top spot. And there's a lot to be excited about with Cam Ward. There's certainly a lot of knocks. We've heard people's knocks on this quarterback class at large as a whole. We've heard a lot of that. But Brian Callahan is a really, really good quarterbacks coach. Yes, he's a head coach. He's a quarterbacks coach. He's worked with everyone from Peyton Manning to Joe Burrow. And in Cam Ward, you've got a young man that still has a lot of untapped potential. And he and I talked about that today, too. He's got great confidence himself, great belief. He's very, very smart. So I'm not seeing the Titans move out of that spot. Now, the Browns and the Giants have said they'll listen, but no one's offered them anything that makes them feel good enough about moving away from two guys that they know will help them and that they feel good about. So anything is possible, and someone could blow the Browns away tomorrow or blow the Giants away, for all we know. But the sense that I'm getting here, that's not necessarily likely.
Aditi, scuttlebutt-wise, and from just the people you're talking to, how many quarterbacks are you hearing people think will be taken in the first 21 picks of the draft?
Perhaps two. And the two, from what I'm hearing, from what I'm being told, would be Cam Ward and Jackson Dart.
Well, that would be then Jackson Dart to the Saints at 9, because there's no smoke at all to him going to Sanders going to the Saints. It's all Dart.
How about Dart to the Steelers?
I feel like they don't.
How would he fall that far? I mean, is that there was a time when you could sort of hope that that would happen, and Dart certainly is ready to go in there and play. But again, you know, this is the time of year where there is a lot of smoke. There is certainly some misdirection. You have to be pretty savvy in trying to figure out who's telling you what and why.
Well, that's why I wanted to ask you about Tomlin yesterday, because you've been in that room for tons of pre-draft press conferences. And usually it's like the guys read off the same set of notes every year in terms of being very cautious to say anything more than just generally speaking about how they like the draft and what are the deepest positions in the draft. And yesterday, Tomlin got up there and answered like three or four questions very directly and in a detailed way about Shedeur Sanders. And many of the people in that room, and I wasn't there, but I said the same thing. We've never heard Mike talk about a specific draft prospect that way, Aditi. So you said savvy. What does your savviness at covering these things tell you about him being so upfront about one player in particular?
I think that a fair amount of that may just be his own back being up about the way that Sanders has been talked about personality-wise. Now, assessments of who he is on the field, the sacks that he takes, his arm strength, his size, his ability to read a defense, how he goes through his progressions, those are all one thing. But there's been so much talk of him being Deion's son and what that means and what Deion's personality and grip would mean. And is he entitled or is it just a confidence that makes him one of one? Because who else has had a dad with a profile and personality like Deion Sanders, who is then potentially a first-round pick? I mean, Joey Porter Sr. certainly is an interesting character, but he was not the same as Prime. So I think that is more about Mike Tomlin standing up for a young man as he sees it. And his perhaps feeling that some of this is unfair, as opposed to Mike Tomlin necessarily telegraphing, this is the guy that we're going to take if you let him come to us at 21. Or if you want him, come trade and take our pick so you can have him. I don't, the way that I read it, and again, just like you, I wasn't in the room, but for having known Mike Tomlin for all these years, I don't think he's doing some master manipulation where he's trying to get someone to come trade the Steelers pick so that they could take Sanders, or that he is telegraphing that the Steelers are taking Sanders. I read that more as him offering a little bit of a defense without overtly saying this is nonsense that people are ripping his personality because he is the son of a very loud personality.
Aditi, we still know that the Steelers do not have a second round pick. So let me give you these four options. Do you think when it comes to George Pickens, who has been talked about as a trade candidate, do you think the Steelers are picking up the phone, are not picking up the phone, or they're not receiving calls, they're not making calls, or do you think they're receiving them only and listening, actively trying to do both, or what here? Like, where do you get the sense they are on George Pickens and their interest in moving on from him and trying to acquire a pick for him?
I think they would love to be made a really good offer for him. But from what I've been told, they are not actively shopping him. And part of that goes back to what I said to you, I don't know, was it 2 months ago? I don't know that there's a huge market for him. I'll quote the same front office executive, the same general manager that I did 2 months ago to you, that teams are starting to realize that if Mike Tomlin, who has more patience than anybody for a player to wait to turn the corner, if Mike Tomlin is ready to move on from a player, then perhaps you don't want that player. And I would say, see Chase Claypool.
That was a brilliant trade
right, to get a second round pick for Chase Claypool. He didn't even last the season in Chicago.
There's a report from Fox Sports that they're taking and making calls on Pickens, talking about the Steelers. And an AFC GM told Fox that Green Bay has been serious and they're not the only ones. Chris made a good point about Green Bay. They have a million wide receivers, so why would they want another one?
I can't verify that. He doesn't strike me as a Matt LaFleur type of guy. But
Aditi,
it's interesting, right, that it's an AFC executive,
yes,
that knows what an NFC team wants to do?
Yes. We had some theories on that we went through last segment. Let's touch on what Diana Russini said about the Steelers and Kirk Cousins today, because I said to Chris, if there's any truth to this, then they must have a horrible feeling that Aaron Rodgers is coming here. Because why would you kick tires on Kirk Cousins if you're just waiting on Aaron Rodgers? There's a chance Rodgers' sister tells him, oh, there's a report out there the Steelers might want Kirk Cousins now, and he gets ticked off about it. Like, I would think if there's
ticked
any...
Ticked off, or does he get motivated to make a decision? Does he say, well, I don't want to lose that spot to Kirk Cousins?
Well, this isn't John Malkovich's mind part two, where we can get in Aaron Rodgers' head. I'm just saying, why even look into Kirk Cousins if you were convinced Aaron Rodgers is coming here?
If it's even true that they are, I'll repeat what I said to you. I'm sorry that I keep repeating myself, but this hasn't changed. One of Mike Tomlin's closest friends in the National Football League is Raheem Morris.
I said that.
Well, I said it to you, too.
Oh,
I know
maybe
that
the one I got
it
from.
On your air. One of his closest friends is Raheem Morris. Why would he want Raheem Morris has moved on from? And would he not? And we understand he didn't call. He's friendly with Sean Payton. He's already done it once, taken a player that a friend or a colleague didn't want, a collegial head coach. I don't know what to call them, but he's already seen how that played out. He didn't call Sean Payton. But let me tell you this. If he doesn't call Raheem Morris, Raheem is going to call him. That's Raheem Morris' personality. And he will definitely make Mike Tomlin listen to why he's moving on from him. Mm. And I can tell you this. The Browns already brought in an older quarterback in Joe Flacco, and they already brought in a quarterback that's trying to prove himself in Kenny Pickett. They're not bringing in a third old guy into that locker room.
You've done this before on our show where you've looked into your crystal ball for the draft and you've correctly.
Oh, man.
I think you got Kenny Pickett right. I think you called that 2 years ago.
I did.
So now it's your turn. Now it's your turn to do it again.
And see, you know, last year I said it would be Christian Gonzalez, and he did indeed go 17th.
Well, 2 years ago.
Traded the pick.
That was two drafts ago.
2 years ago. That was two drafts. My gosh, where does the time go? What did I say last year?
You said Troy Fautanu.
Really?
I don't think a single person we had on actually said
that. Because no one thought he was going to be available, so they thought he would all be snapped up by
then. We didn't expect him to drop. But I had heard before the draft that there were some questions about
all right, don't try to retroactively give yourself credit for that one.
No, I have no idea. I hate this question.
Because when you get it right, you immediately text us and say, look, I got it right again. So you don't hate this question when you're right about it.
No, but here's it. You know, my son and I were talking about this morning when we were FaceTiming, and he really wanted to know what the chances were that he was like, Mommy, the Steelers aren't really going to take Shedeur Sanders, are they?
And what did you say?
And I started to, I said, you know, it kind of is looking really plausible, and that I've talked to quite a few people around the league who believe that he will indeed be available at 21 and that Mike Tomlin will indeed take him to show that he, not just to show, will indeed take him and will therefore show that he is a strong and confident enough coach that Deion Sanders, the specter of Deion Sanders' personality doesn't bother him in any way, doesn't sway him, that he's someone who can find potential through all the noise. So I'm telling this all to my 9-year-old son, and my husband, the diehard Steelers fan, season ticket holder, is screaming in the background and saying, stop talking about this. And he said to my son, the only reason Mommy is saying that the Steelers would take Shedeur Sanders is to make me crazy.
Mm. I'm surprised your son wouldn't be asking you what his favorite team's doing. Why isn't he asking if the Bills are going to trade up to get a quarterback?
He might have later on the FaceTime call, but we don't have time to explore.
Yeah, we discussed
all that.
The Browns first and then the Steelers.
All right,
yeah, you know what?
So who are you going with, Aditi? Come on, give it to us.
God, this is why it's so hard. What should they do versus what do I think?
I don't care about what should they do. I care. We all know what they should do. I want to know what you think they will do.
All right. Well, as I sit here at this moment right now, 3:29 p.m. Green Bay time, let's say that they pick Shedeur Sanders.
There you go.
I'm not advocating for it,
and
by
it's
the
been
way.
Tweeted out, and the video will be sent out in the next hour. Thank you so much, Aditi. We'll talk again next week. See ya. Enjoy Green Bay.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.